All right, let's get rolling. So, hey, the topic today is plan for tomorrow, but live for today. And our scripture verse is Matthew 6:34. It says, "Don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today." So the good thing about the future is that it doesn't hit you all at once. Can you imagine if you had your entire life thrown at you at one time? It would be overwhelming. So God gives it to us in little bite-sized 24-hour segments. You know, since God only gives us one day at a time, that's how he expects you to approach your life. Live one day at a time and make it count. You know, Jesus taught us to don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. What Jesus is saying there is stop borrowing trouble. We got enough to deal with today. Don't worry about tomorrow's troubles. Worry about today's troubles. You know, if there's something happening next week, why are you worrying about it today? You know, think about this. I'm going to say this a couple times. Worry can't change the past. It can't control the future. Worry only makes you miserable today. Let's say that again. Worry can't change the past. You can worry about all the you want, but you can't change the past. It can't control the future. All it does is make you miserable today. And I'm preaching to the choir, just so you know, because I'm a worrier. I worry about everything. So the good thing is God gives us all the grace that we need. You know, just enough for today, every day. He doesn't stockpile all that power in your life and give it to you for the next week or month. He says to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." He wants you to take life one day at a time. When you don't know what the future holds, you could still take life one day at a time, because that's all we're meant to do. When everything is uncertain and you don't know how to make wise decisions for the future, then just take care of today. God doesn't want you to worry about tomorrow, but he also doesn't want you to presume about it either. It's important to plan, pray, and trust God for the future. But God still expects you to put your energy into making today count. A great way to do this, especially during the pandemic, is to reduce your media intake. Social media, news, all the things that give us stress, that make us worry. I have not watched the news since the first part of November. Not one time. I'm telling you, it's life-changing when you don't have them pouring all the bad things going on in the world into you every single day. But we should focus instead on the things that God loves and cares about, like your spiritual growth and caring for people who need help right now. That's how you make the day count. That's how you make today count. Proverbs 27:1 says, "Don't brashly announce what you're going to do tomorrow. You don't know the first thing about tomorrow." You know, when everything else in life seems unclear, this is about as clear as you can get. Plan for tomorrow, but live for today. God will give you everything you need to be obedient in both. So the gist of it is, go back to worry. You can't change the past. You can worry about the past all you want and you can't change it. You can worry all you want about the future and you can't do anything about it. All worry does is steal your joy today. Let us pray. Lord, we love you and we know, God, you're in control of everything, God. And we know that we as humans do worry. We worry about everything. And we just need to be more faithful, God, to just turn it over to you, because you always, always have our back. You always know what's best for us. We always think we know what's best for us. Most of the time, we don't do a very good job of that. So, God, I just pray for everybody on this call, that I'm sure everybody on this call is a worrier like me, that we can just turn more of this over to you and, God, live for today and live a life that glorifies you today. Thank you for everybody on the call. Thank you for TTE, God. Thank you for everybody that is part of TTE. That's our customers. That's our vendors. That's our TTE team members. Thank you for each and every one. God, guide us today. Lead us today. I pray that we bring all the glory to you. Pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Everybody have a great day.